AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Pakistani delegation is visiting Iran in a bid to set up more talks with the U.S. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Iran's foreign ministry says Pakistan's talked with both nations and will discuss their views in detail. Regional officials tell the AP the U.S. and Iran have agreed in principle to extend the ceasefire that'll expire next week. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says there's no formal deal. Still,
we remain very much engaged.
But tensions remain high, and Iranian military commanders threatening to halt regional trade unless the U.S. stops blocking Iran's ports. And Treasury Chief Scott Bessent warns the Trump administration will ramp up economic pain on Iran.
The financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Meaning the bombing campaign. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans in the Senate rejected an attempt by Democrats for President Trump to get approval from Congress for future steps in the Iran war. This is Kansas Republican Roger Marshall.
The only people in the world that are helping the Iranians right now are the Democrats. I think the military needs to feel our support right now. I think we have to look at the long game here.
Democrats like Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal say President Trump needs approval from Congress and calls the war illegal and unjustified.
Republicans are going to be held accountable now and in November for their unquestioning support for a war of impulse and illusion that is costing Americans literally billions of dollars.
This is the fourth attempt at a war powers bill. A jury in New York found concert giant Live Nation and its Ticketmaster subsidiary engaged in an anti-competitive monopoly at the expense of concertgoers and sports fans. A student in Turkey opened fire on two classrooms at a middle school, killing 9 people. The 14-year-old gunman was killed. This is AP News. Investigators say a popular SantaCon charity fundraiser was more con than claws.
SantaCon organizer Stefan Pildes on the naughty list, according to federal prosecutors, who say instead of money from the popular Christmas pub crawl,
it's the best time of the year.
Like this one in New York, going to charity, it went to him for things like luxury vacations, expensive meals, even a high-end vehicle. Authorities say of the $2.7 million the event brought in from ticket sales, for participants to dress up like Santa and drink the day away, Pildes made off with more than half. U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton sums it up. Instead of donating the millions of dollars from SantaCon, he ran his own con game. Julie Walker, New York.
The next president at the University of Michigan says he can't take the job because of brain cancer. Kent Seifried says he was diagnosed just last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.